Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies, our podcast series that looks at the Sundays of the seasons and other key dates and relates the day's gospel reading to a film that strikes a similar chord. So, Eastertide, and we're joined by guest contributor Father Robert King, who's a priest of the Clifton Diocese and also a film scholar and academic. We've arrived at the seventh Sunday of Easter, and the film we're looking at today, particular favourite of mine actually, if a little harrowing, is Shooting Dogs.
Yeah, it's a very powerful film, very difficult, sensitive subject matter, of course, the genocide, the massacre in Rwanda. But at the heart of the film is the death of so many people, yet the human narrative of basically one man who rediscovers his faith and his call to love. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus is often referred to as his priestly prayer. You know, he prays before he returns to the Father, and he prays for those who've been entrusted to him, his disciples. Jesus prays for them because he loves them. He knows them through and through. He knows their strengths, but he's also very aware of their weaknesses. He knows the trauma of the resurrection and how it's going to pan out for his disciples and how they'll have to rediscover their faith as the Holy Spirit reinvigorates them. And he prays to the Father that they will be safe, for he knows too that when they go out emboldened by the Holy Spirit, they face persecution. They themselves will be martyred and will suffer for what they believe in. So Jesus, in this very intimate moment of prayer with his Father, prays for them. He prays that they will be strong enough to be true to their calling. Often for us in our lives, we too, at moments of intense pain, can find ourselves offering up our loved ones to God, especially when there's a certain inevitability of change or maybe the end of human life. In the film Shooting Dogs, we see immense destruction of human life. We see how a people really are turned in on against themselves. The horrific acts that humans are capable of when it comes to genocide, you know, how people basically are willing to execute and torture their own. And against this background of death and destruction, we have the story of Christopher, who's a priest, played by John Hurt. He's utterly exhausted. He runs the school and he's struggling. Everything is a bit of an effort. A new teacher comes out who's full of enthusiasm. And of course, you can imagine the tension between the two. You know, one's tired, the other's kind of keen to push on. But as they come to get to know each other and begin to sort of form a friendship, we see how they're put under the strain of watching people around them killed. And the school, where they have protection from the Belgian peacekeeping unit of the UN, becomes a refugee camp for a little time. The people fleeing from the executors, the militia who have united with the army to bring about this destruction, kind of find refuge under the protection of the UN. And then, as the film develops, kind of almost inevitably, the UN are willing to get out the white missionaries and those who work in the school, but to leave the local Rwandans to be murdered. This is where Father Christopher really discovers his faith anew. He's a man motivated by love, and he's not going to abandon his people.
You'll never leave us, Papa Christopher?
Terrible things may happen in this world, Marie. But however terrible they are, you are in my heart. And you'll be there until I die.
And we should say at this point that Father Christopher is white, so he probably could have been ushered out along with the others, but he stays. And I remember that very powerful line when faced with death, and he says something along the lines of, well, I only have love for you, you know. Yeah. Even facing that, so as you say, he does rediscover his faith, and the UN might be there, but there's not really a guiding force. He does act like the guiding force and brings a little bit of solace to those facing imminent death, really, doesn't he?
Again, in the gospel, Jesus prays that the Father will care for those whom he has loved. And how does the Father's love or the face of Christ remain in the church? It's through us as his people. We're the ones who are called to show solidarity and love for our brothers and sisters. And that's exactly what Father Christopher does, as you rightly say. He has a choice. He could flee to freedom, to safety, but he chooses to stay, to stand alongside those who are about to be butchered and executed, because he doesn't want to abandon them. He gives them the gift of his life, his presence, to stand alongside them as they face the rifle.